Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The reckoning has arrived. The era when food abundance seemed an inalienable right has withered away, leaving us a legacy of hunger in a world where scarcity is the norm and food security a mere relic of the past. The descent into caloric despair. As we delve deeper into this dystopia, let's not forget the surreptitious beginnings of the downfall. Years of environmental mishandling and climate ignominy birthed not a sudden catastrophe, but a gradual decay of our food systems. Today, we stand amidst the ruins of a once bountiful agrarian dominance, the folk memory of full pantries, now a cruel jest. Vanishing vistas of varietal vegetation. Remember the golden wheat swaying to the tune of the wind? Those fields are now dust. The last harvest moon now only rises over barren lands, where farmers tilled, toiled, and triumphed, silence reigns. Farm to table is a phrase that no longer applies, for there are neither farms nor tables laden with harvest, a quiet culinary collapse. In kitchens across the globe, diversity dwindles. Heirloom recipes, once passed through generations, languish forgotten. The market's cornucopia has become a Spartan spread of whichever morsels one can muster. The rich tapestry of tastes and textures is replaced by a monochrome menu of the calorie-rich yet nutrient-poor staples. From traditional to transitional, adaptation or desperation, innovation briefly promised respite as vertical farms and lab-grown meats hinted at a future untouched by famine. Alas, this hope faded faster than the sunlight in our smog-filled skies. Vertical farms stand as half-built monoliths to human optimism, and lab-grown meats are an elitist delicacy beyond the layman's reach, for finances falter when currencies collapse. Ecological shifts, embracing the inedible. The emergence of caloric currency, as described in Survival of the Thinnest, the new food chain predicament, reflects our new reality. Thinner waistlines are not a fashion but a sentence. Survival hinges on adaptation, with mutant insects and predatory plants now commanding the food chain. Cockroaches scuttle to hoard their calorific treasure while the wealthy reminisce on past feasts. Culture eroded, humanity exposed. The famine is far more than a physical menace. It is a cultural cannibalism. The collapse of tradition and the shared experience of meals diminishes our collective spirit. Hungry eyes now look upon art, music, and literature as wasteful remnants of a time when the soul mattered more than the stomach. In this ruthless reality, the term feast for the eyes has become a macabre irony, an insult to the starving. A future forged in famine. What remains for humanity is an austere existence where we are forced to redefine what it means to live fundamentally. Dreams of bountiful buffets are replaced with the hope of mere survival. The best one can aspire for is a successful forage or a shelter that outlasts the relentless storms. Eating to live takes a dire twist as we claw back to our primal instincts, competing with the flora and fauna that once served as our sustenance. Conclusion, an irreconcilable reality. The Great Famine is both a reflection and a reality, a dire warning embodied. It's a topic that, while deeply disturbing, demands ongoing discourse. No longer can we afford to be passive spectators. The conversation must continue, pressing, insistent, and unyielding, just like the pangs of hunger that now define our every waking moment.